Hello, Warrior Kings, and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within, and overall leveling up your life. So again, welcome. It's great to have you here today. It's great to talk to you today. It's great to be here today. And today we're going to be answering the question, should men get married? If it's your first time here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five. And I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear. So if that's not something that you're into, definitely don't subscribe to this podcast. But hey, if it is, definitely stick around, because it is my job to teach men all over the world to level up every aspect of their lives and how to do that. A couple of little updates here. As far as I understand, there's a new link in the description of these podcast episodes where you can email me. It'll say email me or something like that. And you can reach out to me on there to let me know what you want me to talk about on this podcast. If there's any questions that you have, anything that you'd like to see on here, or just general feedback, reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. So click that link and slide into the DMs, as they used to say. Nonfiction authors in the self-help space, I want to hear from you. I would love to have your book featured on the podcast. I have an opportunity there for you with that. So definitely reach out to me. If you have a book that's particularly about men leveling up their lives or just self-help in general, I would love to feature your book on the podcast. If it lines up with my values, obviously, for the podcast. So yeah, if you wrote one of those books, self-published or traditionally published, definitely reach out to me and I'll get back to you with the terms of how to get your book on this podcast. So like I said, today we're going to be diving into the question, should men get married? And the short answer to this, cut to the end, yes, men should get married. It's my belief that marriage to the right woman is the best decision that a man can make in his life. But before I present my case to you on why men should get married, first let's talk about some reasons why men shouldn't get married. And a little disclaimer here, I know that there are many views on marriage from different cultures and religions from all over the world. And hey, that's really cool. I'm not here to tell you that your beliefs are wrong. So don't flood me with messages attacking me for saying that's not how marriage works, because I'm not implying that you're wrong at all. This is from the perspective of the general dating relationships into marriage. So if that's not part of your beliefs or your way of marrying a woman or finding a wife, this episode probably isn't for you, and that's okay. So with that being said, let's dive right into it. And the first thing is, men should not get married because they think that they're supposed to. There's this false belief that we're supposed to get married at a certain age or at a certain juncture in our life because it's the societal standard, right? It's what everybody does at that age or at that juncture. And it's part of what I call the checklist of life. And the checklist of life is like graduate high school, go to college, get the career, get the house, marry the woman, get the dog, get the two cars, all that kind of stuff. It's checking off things on this checklist of life, this societal checklist of life, that are the things that you're supposed to do at a certain age or at a certain point in your life. And it is my belief that this checklist of life prevents us from living a fully authentic life, pursuing our own authentic path. It's a life waster and it's a life ruiner. And like I've talked about before, there is nothing wrong with anything on that checklist. The problem with the checklist of life is that you're only checking things off on that checklist because it's what you're supposed to be doing at this certain age or at this certain juncture in your life. Like, you're not doing those things authentically by following your own authentic path. Like, for example, we're talking about here marrying a woman. You're not just marrying a woman because it's what you're supposed to do right now. You're marrying her because it came naturally. You fell in love with her. She fell in love with you, that sort of thing. And you decided to get married. Like, everything on that checklist of life will happen, but it will fall into place when it's supposed to, instead of forcing it to happen just because it's what you're supposed to do, right? And I think that divorce rates are so high these days because people don't get married because they're in love anymore. They don't get married for love. They get married because it's what they're supposed to do based on societal expectations and things like that. So many men, unfortunately, get married, one, before they're even prepared to be married, and two, they get married to somebody that they have no business being with in the first place. Someone who isn't right for them. And most detrimental, someone that they don't even love. There have been a good couple of times in my life that a young couple starts dating and the general view of the situation is, wow, that won't last long. One of those couples, you know what I'm saying? Like, right off the bat, you're like, that's not going to work out. They're terrible for each other. And it's like you blink and they're sending out their wedding invitations. Then you blink again and you find out they're in marriage counseling. Then you blink again and you find out that they had this huge blowout, fallout divorce. They got married for all of the wrong reasons. They weren't right for each other. To have a happy, thriving marriage, you have to get married for love. There might be some exceptions to that. You might might hear stories about people that hated being married at first, and they hated each other at first. And as the time went on and the years went on, they just fell more and more in love. And now they're the happiest old couple in the world, but it's very rare. Like, that does happen, but it's rare. Which brings me to my second point, which is men should not get married until they know that she is the one. Hey, dudes, I just want to cut in here for a quick second to make a little announcement. If you were inspired by my series on how to be a better husband, if you got anything out of that and you want to expand further, I just wanted to let you know that my first ever online course is on the way. We're in the production process right now, shooting the videos, writing the content. It's going to be a fully comprehensive course on how to be a better husband. Marriage and how to be a husband and things like that are something that most of us aren't taught, and we end up having to learn the hard way through experience. But I'm making it a part of my mission to teach as many men as possible. Maybe you're already in a marriage and you want to level that up, make it better. Maybe it's not even working and you don't know what to do, right? Or maybe you're headed into marriage, you're about to get married, and you want to know how to be the best husband that you can be for your wife to have a happy, thriving marriage. This course is gonna be for you. And I know that a lot of course material online is schemey and scammy and stuff like that. This isn't about that. This is fully with the intention to teach men all over the world how to be the best husbands that they can be. There's not gonna be any catch or any scheme or anything like that. It's literally you buy the course, you take the course, and now you have all of this information on how to be the best husband that you can be. But like I said, we're in the production process of this course right now. I don't have an official release date yet for it, but I wanted you to be able to look forward to it. It's going to be a super long, full course, everything that you need to know about how to be the best husband that you can be for your wife, for your family, and for your long-lasting, lifelong, happy, thriving marriage. So look forward to that. And once I have that release date, I'll let you know as soon as I possibly can, and I'll let you know how much that course is going to cost and all that kind of stuff. Super excited to let you know that that is on the way. And if you guys, some of you missed those episodes on how to be a better husband, definitely go back and listen to those. Tons of valuable information on there on how to be a better husband while we wait for the release of this course. So with that being said, let's dive right back into the episode. Thank you guys for listening to this spiel. Now remember, marriage is supposed to be for life. It's supposed to be for the rest of your life, no matter what. One mistake that people make when they move towards getting married is they think that all of the things that they don't like about the person, all of those red flags will just magically disappear because of this magical thing called a marriage contract and a wedding ring. This person is just suddenly going to be perfect. And the thing is, if you aren't 100% sure that you want to be with this woman for the rest of your life, you should not be marrying her. And that might sound serious and harsh, but it is serious. This is a lifelong commitment. Personally, I'm tired of seeing people waste literal years of their life with the wrong person. I spent 10 years of my life with someone who was horrible for me, and now I'm with the woman of my dreams. We're perfect for each other, right? And in a lot of ways, a lot came out of that relationship, and a lot of learning came out of that relationship, as well as two of my children. But on a certain level, I feel like I wasted 10 years of my life that I could have been happy, and me and her were both miserable, right? So if you've been dating a woman for a little while and you're considering proposing to her and getting married, imagine that how she is right now is how she's going to be for the rest of her life. And if you're not okay with that, you shouldn't be getting married yet. If you aren't 100% sure, like, I love everything about this woman, she's perfect, I'm not going to do anything to mess this up, I would die to protect her, I want to take care of her for the rest of my life, no matter what. If you aren't 100% sure, like, don't get married. When I decided that I wanted to marry my wife, I didn't have a single doubt. She's perfect for me. We're perfect for each other. She's the one. I didn't need a big wedding or anything. I was like, let's go right now. Let's just go do it right now. I don't want to wait any longer. I don't have a doubt in the world that I want to be with this woman for the rest of my life. You have to be 100% sure that she is the one, no matter what, plain and simple. You don't want to make a lifelong commitment to somebody, or what was supposed to be a lifelong commitment to somebody, only to shortly after realize that you don't even like this woman, and it ends up in this divorce, which isn't even necessary if you didn't get married in the first place. You don't want to realize that you didn't even know this person to begin with, and when it comes down to it, you don't even like them. Which brings me to my next point, which is men should not get married to someone that they don't even know. And I know the whole mom thing where they call you and say, if you're going to be spending so much time together, you ought to be married. And this might be a controversial opinion here in some circles, but if you're going to commit to spending your entire life with a woman, protecting her, providing for her, truly taking care of her like a warrior king, you have to take the time to get to know her first. And this plays into knowing that she's the one before you get married as well. Take it slow, man. It's not a race. If you are your fully optimized, super awesome, best self every day of your life, if you are everything that you can be for her, she's not going anywhere, dude. Like, it's definitely not a race. And if she does go somewhere else, find something else, drift apart from you, then she wasn't the one to begin with, right? And you don't want to find that out after the marriage. I can't stress enough the importance of what marriage actually means. It's a commitment to spend the rest of your life with her no matter what. And you want to know her and know her very well before doing that. And she should know you as well. If you find yourself annoyed by her, being mean to her, talking down on her, that's not going to change when you have a ring on your finger. You have to know that you are willing to take care of her and treat her right. If you can't be a good boyfriend to her, you can't be a good husband to her, bro. I knew my wife for a good few years before we got married, but it wasn't until she fell asleep next to me on the couch in my apartment that I learned that she twitches her fingers while she's falling asleep. And I think that's adorable, by the way. It wasn't until our first disagreement that I found out that she gets really emotional and chaotic and cries at the smallest things. And I love all of that about her too. But when people first start dating, they sort of put on a mask, like a persona. They try to impress, right? They are their best self in the person that they're dating's eyes. They play this impressive character, and you have to know each other on a more intimate level. Get to know each other as much as you possibly can before you decide to make a lifelong commitment. And when you decide that she's what you want for the rest of your life and you wouldn't have it any other way, you wouldn't change anything, and you wouldn't change anything about her, then get married. So should men get married? Yes, to the right woman, the woman that you are the right man for. To me, there is nothing more beautiful. There is nothing that you can find more beauty in than spending the rest of your life with your one true love. To truly, fully, honestly love a beautiful woman. To share this life with her fully. To provide for her. To protect her. To ravish her with your insatiable loving. To have the freedom to fully explore intimacy with her. To wake up next to her every day. To laugh and to play. To talk for hours. To talk for years. To taste her lips every morning and every night. To feel her body and her energy, and to know that you wouldn't trade her for anything. You wouldn't change anything. You wouldn't have it any other way. You can't imagine your life without this beautiful person. To view sunsets and sunrises together until you draw your last breath. To build a kingdom, a lineage, a legacy together. A queen to look out upon your kingdom beside you. A woman with the power to rip your heart from your beating chest at any moment. The only thing in this physical world that has that kind of power over you. A fiery storm of chaos, passion, and love. Someone to get through this crazy life with. Yes, men should get married. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I hope that you got something out of this episode. I hope that this answered the question for those who are seeking it, should men get married, and how important that lifelong commitment is, and that you shouldn't do it until you're sure. So like I said, there's a link now in the description of this podcast episode, or at least there should be from my understanding, where you can email me to give me feedback if you have any questions about the episodes that you've listened to. If you want me to expand on anything, I would be happy to answer your questions. If you want to see something on this podcast, if you have a topic that you want me to expand on and go further on, or you have specific questions that you want discussed on the show, definitely reach out to me and let me know that as well. If you got something out of this episode, if it inspired you or helped you in any way, definitely subscribe and stick around. Tons of awesome content on the way, tons of awesome content that I've created already, wisdom that I have attained over the years to level up my own life, and wisdom that I want to impart on other men all over the world. So if you want to help me do that, definitely engage with the content on whatever platform you're getting this on, review it. And thank you so much for all of that. There's also a link down there called Buy Me a Coffee, where you can donate money towards supporting this podcast and helping us continue to do it. We're not monetized or anything like that yet. I'm not making any money doing this. It is free for you at this juncture. Hopefully someday I'll be making money doing this. But right now it's just my personal mission to help men all over the world to level up every aspect of their lives. So thank you again, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye. Hey, if you like the Warrior Kings podcast, it's actually based on my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. And you can get this book online right now. It's seven levels. The seven levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. It's all about what it means to be a man and how to live a thriving, super awesome, fully optimized life as a dude. So if that's something that you're into, definitely grab a copy. It's an ebook, paperback, and it has an audiobook now with digital voice. Not the hugest fan of the digital voice, but it does exist if you want to listen to it on your way to work, in your day-to-day life, whenever you have time to listen to something like that. This book is an audiobook form as well now. So yeah, check it out. This was my first nonfiction book. I'm usually a fiction writer. I write sci-fi and fantasy, but this is the real mission right here, helping men level up every aspect of their lives. So if you want to expand further on this Warrior King's journey, grab a copy of Warrior King.